Well, good evening, Senator. It's nice talking with you again. We had a few words to say yesterday up at the State Armory in Hartford, and you had moved into the situation at that time. Can you tell us, how did you hear of the floods in Connecticut? I know you were on your vacation.
Dick, I was up there at Kennebunk, Maine, with a large section of my large family. I'd been there about a week when I'd been listening to the radio on Thursday and Friday for the weather reports. Frankly, I wanted to go down to Boston to see the ball game between the Red Sox and the Giants, which we played Thursday afternoon, so we're listening to the weather very closely. The more I listened, the more disturbed I got. Of course, that game was called off. So finally, on Friday afternoon, I called the governor. And the governor told me that this was the worst disaster that had ever hit the state of Connecticut in its entire history. Well, I listened to the radio a little more and then decided that I must go down. I knew that there was a question of the federal government cooperation in this matter, a question of federal aid being made available. The governor told me that President Eisenhower had assured him that he was going to get all the maximum amount of federal aid that was available, that he was going to invoke public law number 875, which he did, and made Connecticut a disaster area, therefore eligible to receive federal aid. But as a senator, I mean, one doesn't feel very comfortable on vacation, I can assure you, with the state, our own state, in the terrible plight which it is. So I beat my way down here. I say that because it was, all the trains were canceled, the roads were so bad that you couldn't get in, and finally I did get as far as Boston by car early. I left the house 4 o'clock Saturday morning, got in there at the Boston airport, and I managed to get a plane to fly me in here, and got there at the Armory at 10:30, as you know. Now, for the past 2 days, I've been doing whatever I could possibly to assist the governor and the state administration, which I think is magnificent under these disaster conditions, any way that I could possibly assist to bring some assistance into the situation.
Have you had a chance, Senator, to see some of the stricken areas?
Yes, I have. This afternoon I went out with Commissioner Hargraves of the Highway Department, who was making an official survey. So he took me in his helicopter over the western area in the state, west of the Connecticut River, through the towns that are now so familiar over the air here, Winston and the Naugatuck Valley towns and so forth. Frankly, those towns looked like they had suffered a bombing attack rather than a flood. They did. I've never seen anything like the destruction, except in pictures of the last war in Germany. It was rubble and mud all over the place, the craziest sights that you could see. I saw one church which had been tipped over on its face across the road in front of it, and there it lay. The road, of course, was closed. But you saw houses lifted and banged into other houses, collapsed like an accordion together. And I have never seen anything like it. I hope I never will again.
Same reaction we got yesterday as we flew over the...
You did fly over
the same areas.
Yeah. Well, you, I don't have to tell you then that that the governor has not exaggerated in any way.
No.
The size of this disaster, or the seriousness of it, or the tremendously difficult problems which are now presented. And I certainly know that I speak for all the people in Connecticut in expressing very deep sympathy to all of those who have suffered loss and to those who have lost members of their family already, some of them just on your newscast, another group of three or four.
There. Yes, the latest figures are 64 dead, 61 missing.
61 missing, and I feel very confident that that's nowhere near a correct tally at the present time. But there are those, too, who are suffering physical distress, real difficult physical distress. And I think everybody is determined, on the whole government of the state and all the people that are working with the government, that the basic human needs of the people in these stricken areas will be met and that relief will be brought about as quickly as it's humanly possible to do. I might say this, and I think this is very important, from my own personal observation, I'm happy to say that the private and the governmental agencies, from the governor on down, have risen magnificently to this occasion. The American Red Cross has come in here with experienced disaster teams. That's their principal business, disaster. And as I say, the state militia and the National Guard, that is, and the state police and the civil defense organizations, about which many unkind things have been said in the past because they weren't very well organized. The astonishing thing is that in many places that I know of, I'm talking with Mayor Snyder, for instance, in Waterbury, they have risen to this occasion really in remarkable fashion. Then on the federal level, which pleased me very much, the governor told me yesterday that the cooperation of the federal government with the state of Connecticut had been magnificent. The Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard have done wonderful things in helping to fly missions of mercy into these stricken communities and delivering materials. We're getting some bridges from the Army engineers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you were impressed with the number of bridges that were swept away, which destroys communication, prevents supplies from getting in, and the federal government is helping with those emergency items to the satisfaction of the governor and the state militia, and that I am very glad of. Now, I think one thing I would like to say, Dick, to all my friends in Connecticut, to everybody, and that is this, that it's absolutely necessary for everyone in authority at the federal, at the state and town level to have your full cooperation. It's a time for us to exercise self-discipline. It's a time for us to exercise patience. It's a time for us to have faith in the constituted authorities of our towns and of our state. We should obey any directions which are received from the governor or from the local authorities, whether it be the militia or the police or the elected authorities in the town. And people outside our state should stay out of the state and not come in here to see this disaster, no matter how sympathetic they may want to view it. But that has been, of course, repeatedly emphasized, but it can't be overemphasized. And people inside the state should not go sightseeing at this time, because they only complicate the very desperate problem of relieving the distress within the cities. Now, as to the federal aid in this thing, you were wanting me to comment on that, and I want to say that under the federal law, it's called Public Law Number 875, which the governor's referred to and the president mentioned, it is possible for the federal government to grant, to make grants in aid, outright grants, not loans, but grants, which may be used to repair damage to publicly owned property in the state, in the towns, at all levels. That means bridges. That means roads. That means public buildings of any kind, public facilities of any kind. It does not mean private property. On the other hand, the same law does provide for emergency loans to merchants or other small businessmen, which loans can be obtained on very advantageous terms. A 30-year loan, for instance, if one wants to buy that much, at 3%. And that, of course, is a very low rate of interest.
Well, Senator, are the mechanics of this loan administration going on now? Is it being set up?
Yes. You see, the Small Business Administration is an established organization of the United States government. It is an established agency. And under the law, it becomes the agency which has the authority and the funds to make these loans. Now, my office in Washington and the office of other congressmen is open, is in touch with the Small Business Administration, and we will be able to facilitate any borrowing under this loan possibility from any of the citizens of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad to say that my whole staff in Washington is there and is available for that service or any service that can be possibly rendered to any of our citizens under these emergency conditions. And of course, I have told the governor that I pledged myself to do everything possible to obtain for the state of Connecticut the greatest amount of federal help in this emergency, which is available under the law.
Well, Senator, Does that mean that you return to Washington to get this underway, or will it be done from here?
I haven't decided whether I personally will go to Washington immediately or will remain up here, but that doesn't make any difference. I will be wherever it is necessary to be to obtain the maximum assistance for the state, so that one can't tell immediately what that will be. Now, one, you must understand this, and everybody must understand this, that one has to appraise the need and the extent of it and the amount of it before one can actually get it. If there are loans to be made, then they've got to be developed and sized up, and they got to be made in the form of applications. If there are grants in aid to be made for these public facilities that I mentioned, you're going to have exact items as to what are needed, so forth. Now, the governor, I understand, is making a very close and careful survey of the needs, so that at the proper time he will be able to present to the federal government a full and accurate estimate of what is needed to help solve our situation.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Prescott Bush, for that first-hand report.
Thank you, Dick. It's very nice to be with you again.
Thank you.